Garner on the Zoo. Good Thursday morning. We've got Dr. Ganey, Randolph County Superintendent, in with us today. How are you, Dr. Ganey?
Doing fine.
All right, so let's get started. Let's start with our Principal of the Year.
Well, we just named our 1920 Principal of the Year, and this year it is Tammy Abernathy. She's the principal of Ramsey Elementary School. She's in her 12th year as the school's principal, and she is just a star. I mean, when you start looking at principals and thinking who is just excellent at what they do, Tammy Abernathy comes to the top of the list. I don't know how many people realize this, but back in 12-13, her school, or since 12-13, her school's performance score as far as kids at or above grade level has increased by 32.4 points.
Oh my.
Just great leadership, has a great staff there. And the 7 years, each of the last 7 years, her school has met or exceeded growth, which is another measure the state puts out there for schools. So just really proud of Tammy. She is a tremendous leader, and this is such a well-deserved honor for her and the great work she's done at Ramsey Elementary School. We've been so fortunate to have her for this long at Ramsey Elementary School leading that school.
That's great. Awesome. And you guys have had a big success in the dropout prevention program.
Well, I could talk about that for a long time, and when I say a long time with our dropout prevention program, it goes way before my time as superintendent. This is my 7th year. This program started really ramping up about 08-09. Mm-hmm. I had an individual by the name of Kim Wagner, who was a dropout prevention coordinator at Trinity High School. At that time, Board of Education members saw some of the great work she was doing. They moved her to a dropout prevention coordinator for the whole county, and they changed the title at that time and said, let's call them student advocates. Let's have a more positive connotation. And so the board started getting behind this program and starting providing resources so you could have a student advocate at every high school. And then, to the board's credit, they saw things happening and said, we need to put these positions at the middle school. And the results are there. Mm-hmm. These student advocates have come in and they've worked in, as teammates with the counselors at the schools and with social workers, another group of adults to help us build relationships with kids, with teachers, with administrators. It's just been a great team effort. But having another group of adults or having another adult on campus with this number one task of trying to keep kids in school and working with counselors and social workers and everybody has been great. Just to give you an example of what's happened with this program, in 1998-99 school year, the dropout rate in Randolph County school system was 8.75. The state's rate was 6.78, so we were clearly over the state's rate. By 17-18, the state's rate was 2.18. The Randolph County school system's rate was 1.54, and I'm very proud to tell you that we just received the rate for 18-19. It's gone from 1.54 to 1.31. So just want to say a great thank you to Kim Wagner, the student advocates, a great thank you to our current board members who've maintained this program, and the board members from way back in 08-09 who saw this is a need. Also, just appreciate the teamwork, because we can't lose sight that these adults have been placed on campuses to work with counselors, with social workers, and helping. There's only so much you can do when you've got all these roles as a counselor and a social worker, administrator. But to have another adult there working directly with kids and building relationships, and we've had two stories done, one by Fox 8 in the last couple of weeks, and Spectrum News did a story, and well deserved honor for our school system and for the individuals who've been involved with this. And one of the things I've said in both times they've interviewed me was, what these adults as student advocates have done is made kids feel like they matter. Mm-hmm. They matter. They're important. They have futures. And we see that, and we've been trying to help them see it's not all one direction. Yeah. Some kids are going to go to the four-year college university. Some kids are going to go to the world work. Some kids are going to go to get an associate's degree at a community college. Some kids are going to go in the military, and all of that matters. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the real theme of all this. Kim Wagner and her group of student advocates have helped reinforce the idea to students that you matter. And it's not just about keeping them on campus. It's about getting them there, building relationships, and helping them engage in the different things that our campuses offer, mm-hmm. whether it's the college prep courses, the CTE courses that all our kids are taking now, or whatever it is, the clubs, the organizations, the athletic teams that are helping kids being engaged in our campuses. So I can't say enough about this. I'm just glad I was here for the ride with this, because I wasn't here when it started, but I'm sure enjoying watching the level of pride that our board has in this and our staff members have in this as we continue to drive this dropout rate down.
That's great. Awesome. Okay, Providence Grove High School Carpentry Program. Tell me what's going on there.
Wow. If you went around this school system and looked at all the career technical education programs, I think you would be shocked at what our kids are involved in, whether it be construction, masonry, welding, the foods classes, the different business classes. Career technical education is clearly one of the shining moments of this school system and of this school, of the public school system in North Carolina. I just hope the state of North Carolina will continue to and take it upon themselves to showcase these programs, because these programs, when we talk about dropouts and we talk about kids engaging in school, you know, this is keeping kids engaged. They may take the AP class or the honors class or the, you know, in English or math, but they still find their way to the career technical education classes, because they want these classes. These classes have just as much rigor as those AP classes, those honors classes. So let's go to Providence Grove. So Providence Grove, Dave Webster is the carpentry teacher there, and he is just a phenomenal teacher, just wonderful teacher. And he and his kids in his carpentry classes have teamed up with Habitat for Humanity with Randolph County, and they're building a house, and it's, the house is for Jesse Cheek. It's 576 square feet, and, you know, some of the features of the house, it has a, it's going to have a great room, a small kitchen, a bedroom, and a bathroom. And they've just about finished the outside. Now they're getting ready to go into the inside. And the Habitat for Humanity volunteers are helping as well. But talk about adults and kids working on the same project. That it goes back to, you know, what I think I might have said in one of our recent interviews, or I've said it to other groups. We've had a congressman at Eastern Randolph High School back at the beginning of September. We had the North Carolina Supreme Court with our kids just the other week. We have Habitat for Humanity volunteers working with our kids. You know, anytime we get adults around our kids, it only helps us. It only makes makes our kids look to what their future as adults look like, and how can we go back and repay to future groups of kids. So it's just an exciting development. And thank you to Dave Webster. Thank you to April Thompson, the principal there, for just being so supportive of this program. But Dave Webster is just he's a star, and he's one of many stars we have in the Career Technical Education Program in the Randolph County School System, and one of many stars we have in classrooms throughout the Randolph County School System, not in the Career Technical Education Program.
Great. That's awesome. All right, the Marching Band Exhibition featuring the middle school and the high school bands.
Well, this is a special event. I just think it's neat. I kind of, the first year I was here, I saw it. I've never really seen this anywhere else, but Drew Creech, band director at Randleman High School, has a lot to do with this program, but it's on October 29th at 6 o'clock. It'll be in the stadium at Randleman High School. I want to say a big thank you to Dennis Hamilton for making this stadium available, and Ryan Tobias, the athletic director there, because there's a lot going on athletically. But they always make this space available for this great event, and the high school and middle school bands will be there. It'll be showcased. It's not really a competition. It's just a showcase of the great stuff going on in the band programs throughout this school system. So I'm just appreciative of the band directors throughout the middle schools and high schools for their interest in always supporting this program and bringing their kids to the program.
And we also have the All-County Chorus Concert coming up as well.
Oh, yes. And that is, again, there's another great group of people, those chorus teachers throughout the school system. It's middle school and high school, All-County Chorus. In the past, it's been at Ashboro High School, but their big auditorium is, there's a lot of construction going on this year. It's going to be hosted at Wheatmore High School. I want to say a big thank you to Eric Johnson and Sarah Downey. Sarah's the chorus teacher at Wheatmore High School, and Eric Johnson's the principal there, and they're going to make their facility available, and they always do a great job of welcoming people. So you'll see some more talented kids. I mean, the level of talent of the kids in this school system is just unbelievable. You know, when you go see the different chorus groups singing, you're thinking, these are high school kids. These aren't professionals, but they're performing like professionals. And you'll see that night with the band exhibition. So just a great, great night all around.
That's amazing. All right, we got about a minute left. What else would you like to touch on before we...
Well, I just want to remind anybody listening, we will be posting our inclement weather video. It kind of gives you a kind of a outline of what happens on bad weather days as we head towards the winter. Hopefully we won't have any bad weather days. With bad weather, we have some options. Sometimes we get to have school as needed, as scheduled. we might have to delay opening. We have to may have to release early, or we may have to cancel. And it kind of gives an outline, like the idea that if we're going to have to delay or cancel in the morning, and we got up and we didn't make an announcement night before, we're going to make that call by about 5:15 in the morning.
Yeah.
And the reason being, because it takes us about 2 hours and 15 minutes for buses to get out and get back in. Our buses roll about 5:15 in the morning. And also it tells you to parents, why do we announce so early if we have to get out? It's because we have to get the buses out, deliver the kids, and get them parked for everybody's safety, including our employees. So I encourage people to review that video. It'll be on our website, and it may help answer some questions of how we do business if inclement weather rises.
Sounds good. All right, we'll be back with you this time next month. Have a good one.
Thank you.
From Johnny Taylor to James Taylor.
I've seen fire.
99.9 FM, the Zoo, was tailor-made for your listening pleasure. WCOO Asheboro, 99.9.